can you tell me the story again?
All right, we're alive.
Sweet. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Coming at you 2 days early.
Yeah, 2 days.
On a Monday.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta math this.
Happy Monday.
I guess. Happy start to your work week. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl and the team that you were rooting for won.
Wait, when's the Super Bowl?
The Sunday before Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's on the 15th?
Yeah.
Go Bengals!
Who day, yeah. Ideally.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah, assuming they did their stuff.
Because we'll find out.
Yes.
Does this mean I have to watch?
You don't have to.
Okay.
As long as... I'm sure I'll tell you. I'm sure I'll be watching with my dad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I did this thing.
You did this thing.
I'm pretty cool about it. I mean, I'm cool. I'm real cool. I'm from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Like, born and raised.
Yes.
My parents are from Cincinnati. You know, the family goes ways back in Cincinnati.
Right.
Don't own a thing with Bengals on it. My dog does. I got him a jersey.
Yeah.
But I have no Bengals anything, not even a t-shirt, nothing.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, you know what? I better get a Bengals shirt because go Bengals.
I guess. If there was a year for you to jump on the bandwagon, at least make the bare minimum effort.
I'm not like rooting for them. I just don't care.
Right. Well,
I'm apathetic. But I wanted to wear it at least to work because like they're making a whole big thing about it.
Like school districts are canceling class the day after the Super Bowl because in anticipation of a win.
Correct. And our whole building was lit up orange for
from like the start of the playoffs.
Uh huh. So. I went online and I was like, I need a Bengals jersey or something. Way too expensive, by the way. Not paying for that.
Yeah, they are now that they're winning. When we were losing, they were nice and cheap.
Yeah. Also, I couldn't find anything that would get here in time for the game.
That's the other problem.
But then I was like, wait, there's a band. Or there was a band
mm-hmm.
called the Bengals.
Yes.
So I went and got myself a t-shirt that says the Bengals.
Okay. All right. That is clever.
It's a band t-shirt. But it says the Bengals on it.
But it works.
It's in, like, bright, flower and hippie colors, and, like...
It works. It's fine.
It says Bengals. I mean, it doesn't say Bengals. It says the Bengals. But, like, everyone's gonna go see them.
Yeah, they will. Unless they're hip with it.
But they're the team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even their colors, but, like...
I mean, I don't think anybody's really gonna pay attention to it that closely. Like, they're gonna be like, oh, cool. You know, Bengals shirt. Fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I figure I'll get invited to at least one party.
Probably. Probably.
I mean, I might not have a Valentine's Day date.
It's all right, me too, bro.
I mean, we can go to dinner, but like,
yeah,
maybe we'll see how this recording goes.
That's true. I may die.
Maybe, but but you never know.
That's true.
But yeah, no. Go. Oh, sorry. Go Bengals.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see.
Yeah.
After this, when the day this comes out, we might be sad.
We might be real sad. Hopefully, this will cheer you up. Then, mm-hmm. So since
this
is
playing,
the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, that's not the team that they played last time, right?
The Bengals?
Yeah.
No, it's the team we've lost in the Super Bowl, I believe, twice.
Yes, my dad said it was twice.
Is the 49ers?
Right, because he said it was either them or some other team that we were gonna play, but I guess they lost their game.
Yeah, I think we lost to the I think we lost the playoffs to the Bills 1 year. But listen, this podcast is not about football.
No, it's not clearly because I don't know anything
yes.
about it.
So
anyway,
hi everybody, I'm Jeff.
I'm Rachel.
This is Grandma. Tell me a square, a scory.
Tell me a square.
A scory, a scary story. The podcast.
Yep, we're a podcast. Nothing else.
Yep.
Not a sports.
Nope, not a sports show.
Sports ball.
Not a sports ball. Not a sport ball.
Not a sport ball. I don't even know what those shows are called. Like, aren't there shows about sports, though? Like, they're like...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Sports shows?
There's like a whole channel dedicated to them.
Wow. Okay.
Well, there's two. There's two.
Really?
There's ESPN and ESPN2.
Why do they have two?
Well, they also play sports programs when they're not doing talk shows.
So play sports
programs. It's usually a lot of people that used to play sports.
On stage?
Yes, they play the sports on the stage.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm Jeff. I think I said that
you
already.
You did say that.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm getting sidetracked.
She's still Jeff.
Yeah. And she's still Rachel.
Yeah, still Rachel. I didn't change it.
Not yet.
Cool.
And what are we here to talk about today on this very special episode?
Yeah, so I thought we should talk about some great places that are, you know, what the internet calls romantic.
Okay.
Some of the most romantic cities in the world, apparently.
Okay.
I'm going to take you to them.
How many?
Just a few.
Okay. Not giving me a strict number. I like it.
Because I forget how many there were. I think I did, like, top 10 and top 5 and kind of, like...
Okay, so you might be taking us to a lot of places, or, like...
Well, I mean, those are the lists that I looked at, and then I kind of picked what I...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I wanted to go. Gotcha. Some of them that I've been to, mostly.
I'm just trying to figure out on this magical Valentine's Day journey that you're taking.
We're just going on a trip around the world.
Yeah. I'm just trying to give them an understanding of... This is a worldwide thing. Okay, cool. Perfect.
I think 5.
5? Okay.
Yeah, they were in the top 10, so that's kind of what I went with.
Okay, cool.
But we're going to do this, like, my way.
What does that mean?
It means romance my way, which means why... This is why I'm... Let's get you an insight into why I might be single.
This is why this is on Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast, not...
not how to... I don't know. What do you do with dates? You woo them? Do you woo dates?
You woo, you court. Anyway.
I'm single and I don't date.
Anyway.
So this is why.
This may be why.
This might be why. Let's find out.
All right, let's do a deep dive into this.
Gosh. Like my therapist. Oh, anyway. We're not fooling there. First city I'm going to take you to.
Okay.
Is Rome.
Rome.
Or Roma, Italy.
Okay.
You ever been to Rome?
No, I've...
It's really fun.
Never been out of the country.
Really? I thought you had been. Anyway.
No, I mean, technically, yes, but I was still on the United States territory. It wasn't...
Oh. Never mind.
Anyway, yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
First place we're going to go to in Rome, after we grab probably some pizza, because...
Some pizza, some pasta.
Some gelato. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, let's...
Yeah, we get gelato.
Well, we got to stop talking about food, because I'm going to get hungry, and then we're not going to be able to focus, which is about normal for us, but...
I mean, this would be not a great place for a picnic.
You say that, but...
I mean, it might be. We'll see. So the first place we're going are the catacombs of Calyptus.
Ooh, dead people.
Yeah, and, you know, like, underground, so, like, maybe a great place for a picnic, maybe not.
I mean, I guarantee you there's no ants.
There might be other things.
There might be other
things. I hate bugs, so that's fine. So I have a review for you.
Okay.
About the catacombs.
Go on.
So make your decision.
Okay.
This is 2 out of 5 stars.
Well, that's not that good.
Whatever. They apparently didn't like it.
Right.
But we'll find out.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah.
It wasn't very interesting.
Oof.
It's a great start, really.
Great start.
It wasn't very interesting. But I got 2 stars, so it could have been that boring.
I would hope so.
I think.
But we'll find out.
So it wasn't very interesting.
Okay.
Although.
Ooh.
They say it's 12 miles.
That's a lot of bodies.
That's a lot. You only walk around for like 10 minutes. I mean, that sounds great to me, though. Like, I don't have to walk. Me going in thinking I have to walk 12 miles.
12 miles in 10 minutes, that's pretty fast. That's more of a
day.
That's more of a run.
If you're Superman, yeah.
12 miles in 10 minutes, yeah.
10 minutes. 12 miles in 10 minutes? Like, how fast are you running?
My quick math says, like, 72 miles an hour.
Quickly. Could just be me. I don't know. No, I keep at that house. Anyway.
Yeah.
And even then, there is no information along the way. This is all like one sentence, by the way, so I'm just breaking it up as I go.
Well, like, does that mean like there's no placards or?
Yeah, apparently you're just underground wandering around in a hole.
You're just underground for 10 minutes?
Yeah, in the top.
I don't know that I would call that a tour. Are we sure they went on the official tour?
I'm kind of thinking someone tricked them into just going underground somewhere.
Like, they should be glad that they were allowed back up. Like, that's how burgers happen.
You didn't get murdered?
That's how burgers happen.
It should be 5 out of 5 stars. You came out alive.
Exactly.
Anyway, there is no information along the way. Plus, they've taken out all the bodies.
What?
Yeah, they took out all the bodies.
Okay, this is for sure a murder pit.
Right.
For sure.
So I wasn't even able to look at skeletons while I walked there.
Well?
They couldn't even look at dead people, Jeff.
Well, this is a murder pit, definitely.
How sucky is that? You can't even look at the dead people. Underground. In the 12 miles of darkness.
Hashtag disappointed.
Seriously. There are large queues. For those of you who don't know what that means, it means a line.
It does.
And I couldn't really explore anything when I was inside. Like, they weren't allowed out of the lot. Like, they weren't allowed to go wandering off into the 12 miles of underground tunnel, where there probably are dead bodies.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, I would want you to be in a cordoned off area if we're going to be, yeah.
Right, and, like, we're in Rome, so it's a very old city, so it's probably not the safest to just go wander off 12 miles when you're underground. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, these two star people need to get their acts together. I realize it's just one review, but I'm sure multiple people sure. probably also left two-star reviews.
Probably. Anyway, so they weren't allowed to wander off. There were no bodies. Like, I mean, come on now.
Just rude.
And it takes a long time to get there. Don't travel by foot.
Well, yeah, it's 12 miles of stuff.
Don't walk.
Don't walk.
But how else are you supposed to get around? I don't know. Also, they don't say where they're coming from. So, like...
Based on the fact that they use the term Q, which is, like, a very... European-y kind of thing.
But, like, what? Did they walk there from, like, England?
I would hope not.
I mean, where are you coming from, bro? Like, anyway. I'm guessing this date didn't go very well.
My guess is that's true.
But my next one might be better.
Maybe.
So our next stop on this Roman
on this adventure. Roman, on our Roman adventure, yeah.
Is the St. Angelo Bridge.
Ooh. Yes. Bridges.
We like bridges are fun.
Bridges, they can be fun.
And this review is titled A Haunted Bridge.
Well, it is already better.
So we already know why I'm going there.
It's better than a normal bridge.
And it's 5 out of 5 stars.
Well, that's good.
So, there's the receipt.
It's okay.
What are we reading again? A review?
A receipt.
A receipt. It's kind of like a receipt, really.
Yeah.
So let's see here. This bridge. It's a beautiful bridge by day.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently haunted by night.
Ooh.
So, I mean, like, if you like bridges, a lot of times people think bridges are supposed to be romantic, right? Like, there's that one bridge where people put locks on it. There's probably a lot of bridges like that.
There's a lot of bridges where people
supposed
do.
To be, like, your love forever or something.
Well, it's always where they do them. I don't watch a lot of romantic movies, so I'm just taking a stab in the dark.
I don't do romantic movies.
Okay, so maybe you're going to just blindly agree with this, mm-hmm. maybe. I feel like that's where a lot of, like, big confessions of, like, love happens, around bridges in romance movies.
On TV shows, it does.
See?
Or the big breakup.
Or the big breakup.
Or you see the person, like, cheating on you. Or,
ooh, it's a... So, it's like, a, I mean... It's a swing.
Exactly. There. So that's where the romantic things either happen or they die.
Or they die, yes.
So I figured our bridge is great, and it's haunted.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the review.
Yes, please.
We strolled across it once in a late afternoon
mm-hmm.
after visiting Castel Sant'Angelo, and it's the Sant'Angelo Bridge, so I assume they're, like, connected to
yeah, there. I would, too.
And then we came back at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
That's what you do.
I mean, that's what I would do. With a guided tour. And the tour is called The Dark Heart of Rome with City Wonders.
Okay.
I think City Wonders is the tour company.
Probably.
The Bridge of Angels, the other name, which is what I probably should have gone with because I would have pronounced it correctly.
I like that you tried.
Was a silent witness. Like, I like how they're, like, personifying.
I do, too.
That's totally what I'd be doing. Like, hello, bridge.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, it was a silent witness to many public executions.
Yes.
So, yeah. Like, see this one? Yes. Look at that pretty romantic bridge. People were murdered here.
Yeah, we had public executions on this bridge.
Yeah, I love it. Our guide shared a few fascinating ghost stories with us.
Mm-hmm.
The most tragic was of a young noblewoman, Patrice Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you come here after dark and feel if you come here after dark
mm-hmm.
and feel an odd shiver down your spine,
yeah.
at least you'll know why.
Yeah.
It's probably not romance.
It's probably just a cold breeze. But
it's not those butterflies from your date, I guess. It's,
yeah, it's not. It's not
probably a dead person.
Or it's just a cool breeze.
I mean, whatever. But see, that one's kind of like romantic, but also like ghosts and murder.
Yeah.
It's like, I did okay on that one, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then I have one more for Rome.
Okay.
And this is from a review from the City Wonders Tour.
Okay.
Sounds like they give good tours. I went on a few tours when I was around Italy, and some of them were not so great.
Yeah.
I probably should have been better at, like, using
Well, probably depends on the company as well as obviously the person.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I mean, if you get somebody that's really stoked about it and what they're talking about, they're going to do a great job. Fun. Yeah, yes. But versus the person who started 2 weeks ago.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah.
So this review is different, but worth it. And it's also 5 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
So I feel like not a bad.
Not a bad start. Yeah.
Or an end to our Roman adventure.
Okay, cool.
So let's get into it here. The tour was well organized from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like organization.
Yeah.
Sean was our guide, and we shared transportation with another group.
Mm-hmm.
Their guide was somebody who named themselves D-L-V-A-N. I don't know if it's a typo or if that's actually his name.
I imagine it's a typo. My guess
maybe
might
it's
be.
Like Ivan.
It might be. I was thinking, I think, Delvin, but or I'm Delvin? Also basic.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where these guides are from. But I did realize when I was, like, wandering around Europe, like, a lot of the guides are not from where you were, because, like, they're also, you know, traveling, and then they get that's how they end up as tour guides.
Yeah, well, so, I mean.
That can be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to call them Delvin.
Okay.
Because why not?
Okay.
They were humorous together.
Good. Good fun. Chemistry, yeah.
Together, so it was entertaining. When one gave us commentary on the way to the catacombs, going back to the bones.
Yep.
Can't escape those things.
We can't escape the bones.
And then the other on the way back. So it's kind of like us, except with bones.
Yeah.
We have good commentary.
We do.
I think.
I enjoy our conversations.
Exactly. My favorite part was the catacombs portion of the tour. I mean, clearly, because...
Bones,
yeah. Because of the history behind them. No, you don't see the bones.
Well, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, you like the history. See? So, like, this is not a bad choice.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, bones. I chose the tour because it was different than most tours. And also because I was with my daughter and she likes morose stuff.
Yeah.
I probably get along with your daughter.
Well, I like them for taking interest in something that their daughter enjoys, even if they don't.
Personally, I think the crypts were gross.
Oh.
In that it's just plain weird that anyone would think of decorating a church with the body parts of over 2,000 human beings, but that's my opinion.
There's a historical reason for it. I don't know it exactly, but I know there's a reason for it.
There was a reason, but I kind of have to agree, like, yeah, maybe, like, that passed me that, that tibia or fibia or whatever that's called.
Yeah, you know, I gotta extinguish this candle, and I can't quite reach.
Hold on, I need a new one.
Hand me Jerome's tibia.
And why was I thinking I need a new back scratch? I don't have me the tibia. Please, don't.
No, for the back scratcher, you need Clarice's rib.
Ew. Anyway. Our guides were knowledgeable and fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend this tour, especially if you'd like a different twist on Rome's history.
Okay.
Oh, and keep your eyes open, as my daughter thought she saw a ghost in the catacombs towards the end of our tour there.
Sure she did.
Okay. Now, we're done with Rome.
Okay, goodbye, Rome. Where are we going?
We are on our way to Hawaii.
Ooh.
I don't remember where this one was. I did look it up, and it was not a city I've been in, but I've been to Hawaii, and I really like it.
Oh, cool.
Hawaii's really pretty.
And I'm over here just like, I've been to Florida.
Florida's fine. F&F, you know, Florida, fine.
I got it. I got what you're doing. I appreciate you showing me feel
I'm
better.
I'm trying to think of something now to go with Hawaii, and I can't.
Hawaii's happy.
Hawaii's happy. I was thinking awesome, and it's kind of like...
Or knowing us, Hawaii's probably haunted.
Oh, Hawaii's super haunted. That's perfect. Speaking of
that's why
Hawaii
I'm like,
being haunted.
Like, context clues of what we talk about.
So this review, I have one review for Hawaii, and it's kind of a fun one.
Okay.
So this is a fun thing to do if you're in Hawaii.
Okay.
And the review is titled Haunted Plantation.
Oh.
And it's a 5 out of 5 stars. And they're going to walk us through their evening.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what Hawaii... Like, what their cash crop was, why they'd have a plantation.
I mean, pineapples and...
That's pineapples. I was thinking sugar. But I was thinking sugar.
They have something else, too. Is it sugar or is it they have coffee?
It might be coffee. I'm not sure. I don't know
about the sugar.
Yeah, I know sugar, but there was, I think that was more like Dominican, maybe.
Yeah, I know coffee and pineapples are big ones though. But there's something else I thought.
It's all right.
I don't remember now.
It's all right. If you know it, let us know. But we're not
really loudly. We might hear you.
We're not gonna spend a lot of time thinking about it because it's late and our brain stopped working years ago.
Yes. So with Halloween looming, not for us, but that's okay. With Halloween looming right around the corner and Haunted Plantation set to open tonight, I have to submit my review.
Yes, you do.
I'll try not to give out any spoilers as I don't want to ruin it for the first-time goers.
Appreciate you.
And just as a side note, this plantation, the review we're reading is for their haunted house tour. Yeah, their haunted house tour, like as in like the event they put on during Halloween.
Yeah.
But it is open year round as like a normal plantation
that you can go check out. Do tours and you probably.
So, it is there all year round. So I thought it would work because it'd probably be a pretty cool place to check out.
Yeah.
And it's located in. Yeah, I'm not going to try to pronounce this because I'm going to butcher it. It's W-A-I-P-A-H-U at the Hawaii Village Plantation.
Okay.
And, side note, as you should know, this place is already haunted for reals. Not just on Halloween.
Okay.
So, yeah. Everybody needs to know that.
Yep. Spooks year-round.
Oh, yeah. It's actually apparently one of Hawaii's most haunted places.
Oh.
Yeah, it was featured on Ghost Hunters.
Cool.
So, yeah. Just keep that in mind while you're wandering around.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. You know. Is that an actor or is that a real ghost?
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, well, I never know. Moving on back to the review.
Yeah.
When my friends and I went last year, I was already creeped out because of its haunted history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to start. It's kind of like pre-gaming, but like pre-creeping.
For ghosts. Yeah, it's pretty spooking.
Exactly. While waiting in line, it was very dark.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the blood-curdling screams of the people who crossed the threshold before us.
All right.
Everyone in line around us laughed nervously.
Mm-hmm.
The tension in the air was thick and made all my senses on high alert.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what adrenaline does.
That is true. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go in there. Or not.
But I paid the $40, so...
I paid for it, so I'm going. The more I thought about it, I'd be intruding on someone else's space, and I had convinced myself, whoever they weren't too happy about the hundreds of people invading their space every single night.
Well, they might be, depending on the amount of cut they get.
Maybe. When we... I don't think there's that many people she met, though, now that I think about it. Not sure that's what she meant. Anyway, when we finally got to the front of the line about 30 minutes later, we got the fast pass for $20.
And it still took you 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were taken into a very dark, dark tunnel. Mm-hmm. All these tunnels.
Lots of tunnels.
I know. I don't know what's up with this. Murder tunnels.
Murder tunnel.
I was thinking something like murder tunnel, something in disguise. Murder disguise.
We'll workshop the song.
Something about murder tunnel. Yeah, don't take it. It's fine.
We'll workshop a murder tunnel song.
Oh my gosh, where was I? Back to the murder tunnel. Okay.
Oh, it's catacombs in disguise.
That's perfect. Okay. You can't see anything except for a faint light at the end. It's like, don't go into the light, though. Don't you know that about dark tunnels? You don't go into the light. Sorry.
I mean, you're going to. It's human. It's human instinct. That's why they do it. It's smart.
It was eerily quiet as everyone huddled together. The guide gave us some rules, and then we were on our way.
Okay.
My friends and I were in the back of the line.
Mm-hmm.
When we rounded the corner to go into the first house, I felt a strong yank on my right arm and felt my bracelet fly off my wrist with force.
Mm.
I thought my friend had grabbed my arm, but when I looked, she wasn't there. Where did she go?
Yeah.
She was on my left.
Oh.
And the rest of my party was ahead of us. There was nobody behind me and on my right, There was nothing but a couple of bushes.
Well, there ain't your bracelet.
I think they grabbed you.
Yeah.
I was baffled. I couldn't explain the strong tug I felt, nor could I figure out how my bracelet flew off my wrist. When I say flew, I mean it was yanked off my arm with force instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed my cell and tried looking for it. Mm-hmm. My arm was pointed straight down, so I knew it had to be around my feet. My friend was helping me, but we couldn't find it. The guard told us to move on. I was bummed. You got grabbed by a bush.
Yeah.
Crazy. As we walked through the rest of the plantation, visiting each house, it just got scarier. I don't know if that's the point, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually done a haunted house, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's the point.
The actors are amazing, never faltering from their roles. What you don't know is that they're real.
They aren't fake.
They're not fake. Anyway, their makeup and costumes are very realistic. Again, because it's not fake. It was like being in a horror movie.
Okay.
Maybe you were.
Well.
Just saying. Someone grabbed you. I'm not ashamed to admit I screamed the whole entire time.
Oh, that's good.
That sounds like fun. I had a death grip on my friend's arm. If I could have, I would have crawled into his shirt.
That's not respectful of his personal space.
It's really not. Also, I'm gonna show the shirt. There was nowhere in the plantation where I felt safe or where I felt I could breathe a sigh of relief.
Okay.
Every house, every turn, every dark corner, there was something there. Oh, and by the way, don't think you're safe waiting in line because you're not. Just saying.
Yeah.
Murder.
Murder. Catacombs.
There are no catacombs in this one. There's just grabby bushes.
There's just grabby bushes in a murder tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As we came to the end, there were a few unwanted things waiting for us to exit. We decided that since there were five of us and a few of them, we'd make a run for it.
That is not smart.
No. As we ran past them, my guy friend was screaming and wailing like a five-year-old girl. I think most five-year-old girls would probably hit those things.
Based on what I've seen, yes.
Like, they wouldn't be screaming. They'd be like, get out of my way!
Mm-hmm.
Or kick them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never knew guys could scream with such a high pitch. It was hilarious. He was immediately deemed as the weakest link as the thing chased after him and kept chasing him. Yes, my friend screamed the entire time. Didn't you just finish telling us how you screamed the entire time?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In the process, he lost one of his slippers, but he kept running.
Why is he wearing slippers?
I don't know. Screaming for someone to get his slipper. Okay.
Should have worn normal gym shoes if you were really that worried.
Really? There was no way I was going to stop.
Rude. First you disrespect his personal space. You probably permanently scarred his arm.
Probably.
And you won't even go get back for his slipper? Nope. Rude.
As we ran past the thing, which is just rude too.
Yeah.
He went back to where my friend had lost his slipper and was taunting my friend to come and get it. My friend was out of breath and was pleading for someone to pick up his slipper as people came out. Luckily, someone did.
Good.
Did they give it to him though, or did they also hold on to it? Because I'm mad at them. Thanks for the slipper. Bye.
That's rude.
Well, it's funnier.
It's funnier, but it's rude.
Yeah, well, whatever. You should have taken it with you. Don't wear slippers.
Don't wear slippers to a hot house.
Now, back to my bracelet.
Okay, we're back to this. Let this go.
Next day, or the next day, my
friend. Uh-huh.
My friend and I, is it Screamy Friend? I don't know.
If it is, that person needs an upgrade from friend to best friend.
Right. Went back in the morning to see if we could find it. The bracelet.
Right.
Not the Screaming Friend.
Or the slipper.
After explaining the situation to the employee, she let us go look for it.
That was nice of that employee.
It was actually very nice because I wouldn't have.
I'm pretty sure they definitely don't have to, like.
Mm-mm, not like at places I've worked, we wouldn't have had to.
Yeah.
Since I felt it go straight down, we looked all over the ground and under the bushes, but couldn't find it. Right when we were about to give up, my friend spotted it laying on the middle of the second bush. This means my bracelet had traveled in a downward motion, then bounced about 4 feet in the air, then propelled itself 6 feet over to land right smack in the middle of a bush. And I mean, it was geometrically right in the middle of the bush. Did you take out like a protractor?
Yeah.
And decide it's right in the middle. As we were leaving...
Weird things to get hung up on, that's us.
The employee told us, You do know the first house is haunted, right? Not the whole place is haunted.
Yeah.
Haunted Plantation is quite popular and gets crazy busy. Long lines and sold out tickets. My advice is to go early or have someone pick up the tickets as soon as it opens.
Okay.
Definitely worth going to. Yeah. So, you know, if you're in Hawaii and you need a fun thing to do, for a date or non-date,
yeah.
I think this is a great choice, personally.
Yeah.
And it's haunted.
And it's spooked.
And people steal your stuff, ghosts steal your stuff, bushes steal your stuff. I mean, don't take stuff with you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Take nothing.
Take nothing, go naked. They can't steal anything from you.
Exactly. Except your dignity, but I'm pretty sure you already gave that away.
I mean, that should be the slogan. Take nothing, go naked. Maybe okay. Not our slogan, but like someone's slogan.
Fair enough.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, yeah.
To our next stop.
Yeah, well, do we want to take a break since we were traveling at a breakneck pace?
Oh, I guess we could. We can take a break.
Okay. And we're back.
All right, we moved.
During the break, we moved.
We moved. We moved over to Niagara Falls in Canada.
Yeah.
Yay. I don't know, you can get there in, New York? Connecticut, something like that.
Yeah, I think there's probably a New York side as well as a Canada side.
Clearly somewhere I've never been.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have no fun tales.
And as previously discussed, I've never been out of the country, so.
But you could have been in Niagara Falls.
Well, no, I also said earlier I've only been to Florida.
You've been to Texas.
That's true, I have been to Texas.
Because, like.
I visited you, like, twice.
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow, Jeff.
Let's bring back Floyd. The love of your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Joe, the other love of your life.
Yeah.
Goodness, let's not go back. Okay.
Yeah, first off, we all...
We had that great chocolate cake, too.
We did. First off, Floyd tolerates me.
Does he, though?
Some days.
He pretends. Oh, and there was that video game museum we didn't get to go to.
Yeah, that was depressing.
That is sad. I never did get to go.
Anyway, sorry.
Back to Niagara Falls.
Yes.
We're going to do a Niagara Falls ghost walk.
Okay.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And I have a couple reviews about the ghost walk.
Mm-hmm.
And just for kicks, they're all 5 out of 5 because apparently this is like a really great tour.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So let's see what we got here.
Yeah, let's do it.
First one is a well-rounded finish to our Niagara Falls visit. 5 out of 5.
Okay.
My husband and I are paranormal investigators. And they're part of the POST group, which is apparently Paranormal Operators and Supernatural Trackers.
Okay.
So they operate on ghosts.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Their posts. I don't know. Anyway.
I like the operators thing.
I do too. And they have conducted investigations in 6 states. Mm-hmm. So they've been to more states than you.
Way to rub that in.
You've been to Kentucky.
I haven't. Okay, so we're up to 4.
You've really never been anywhere else? You totally have. That territory you were talking about.
Whatever.
It's not a state, but it's not. It's something.
Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
This is getting mean.
This was our first ghost hunting experience internationally, and we were able to conjure up some activity, especially at the old customs house.
I like the word choice.
I do too. That's fun. Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Provided a wealth of knowledge of the town's history and paranormal happenings.
Okay.
Thanks for a great tour, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
I like Linda. I mean, I don't know anything about Linda, but...
Yeah, other than she's good at her job.
Apparently. And when we go on this tour, because it's not that far away, we should do that.
It's, yeah, we can do it on a weekend. It's going to be a weekend trip.
Yeah, very good. It'll be fun. Next. Great tour guide and lots of creepy history.
See, okay.
Linda. Linda's back.
Shout out to Linda. Jeez,
hey, Linda.
2 for 2.
So when we come see you, Linda, like, we're going to tell you about our podcast where we talked about you. And then you're going to have to, like, tell everybody about our podcast where we talked about you.
Don't make Linda become somebody who's promoting us.
But she might want to because we know everybody how great she is.
She might want to, but...
I'm just saying, we'll tell her, hey, Linda, you came up in these reviews that we talked about on our shows. We were researching stuff for the show that we do. Like, you know, whatever, no big deal. But if you want to check it out.
Okay.
And then she'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. These people talked about me on their show. And like, hey.
Okay.
And then we got famous and rich and we can have cake every day.
Okay. I don't know, somehow we became like a 5-year-old's perfect storm of cake every day.
Because if you're rich, you can do whatever you want, apparently.
You can do whatever you want now.
I'm getting cake every day. I'm going to afford cake every day. That's expensive. You have a good cake.
Well, I mean, you could make it.
Even the ingredients cost money.
Right, no, what I'm saying, you buy a dozen eggs and a couple box of cake mix, that's two cakes. How much cake you eating in a day?
But then they'll be stale.
Not if you put it in the fridge.
It's not right. Anyway, Linda, we're back to Linda.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about you right now. I'm about Linda.
My bad.
Linda was extremely knowledgeable about the area, giving lots of interesting history and creepy happenings.
Okay.
The town itself, mostly vacant and abandoned buildings, is definitely the perfect atmosphere for a ghost tour. My husband and I were able to capture some unknown orbs, figures in our pictures by the old prison. Okay. In addition, when revisiting the Underground Railroad house on our own after, my camera unexpectedly shut down, saying the two-charge battery, but mysteriously worked again as soon as we drove away. We were very pleased with the tour and Linda.
Good job, Linda.
Also, so you're both about couples doing couple-y date things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
It works.
It fits the Valentine's Day thing.
It works. It fits the
totally
theme.
This is totally like what I would do on a date, so this is probably what I'm seeing.
This is, yeah, as we've said.
This is what I want to do on my date, so... yeah, if you like that kind of thing and you're not a serial killer...
Yeah, if you don't own a murder tunnel...
I mean, if you do own a murder tunnel, though, like, can I see it? But don't murder me?
Preferably with a group of people, so it's a little bit harder to murder us.
Yeah, like, we'll go together to see the murder tunnel. Oh, with great. Other people and some cops, but...
Okay, good. I don't want to die.
Okay, fun.
Not yet.
Have fun out of it. What if I want to see the murder tunnel in action, but, like...
Oh my gosh!
I said we'll bring the cops.
Jeez. Okay.
Moving on to our last review of Niagara Falls.
Okay.
Very spooky and an experience of a lifetime. Loved it.
Good.
We had booked to go on this walk back in February when we planned to be there in April. So I'm assuming what they mean here is like they planned it for April, but they planned it in February.
That's my understanding too, is they booked it 2 months before, right. Probably because of maybe a wait list or
something. It sounds like the way they wrote it. I was like, wait, what? You?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Linda. We're back to Linda. Hey, Linda. Hey, girl.
3 out of 3, Linda.
Right? Linda,
you keep doing your great job.
We're going to book with you.
Clearly, you're the real superstar. You the MVP.
Oh, yeah. Linda was very informative and quick to answer any questions I had. Go, Linda.
Linda.
Okay, now Linda. Do I know Linda? Linda, are you listening?
I don't know if you know any Lindas. The only Linda that I can think of is the one from Bob's Burgers, and she's not real.
I need to. Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
This is why she wants me to go to the murder tunnel.
Like, why are you
too? Oh, okay. That's why.
Just, if we're pointing things out. Okay. We had a few mix-ups along the way, but ended up on a private Sunday walk, just me and my boyfriend, and Linda.
Yeah, can't forget Linda.
So it's pretty romantic.
Yeah.
And Linda's there.
Hey, she's setting the scene.
Exactly. Which was much more personal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Linda is too passionate. I think she means it's so passionate.
I would assume so.
Or he, I actually don't know. I forgot to write down names. They said this.
I would assume it's a lady, but that's my problem.
The way it was written, it sounds, but I don't know. It sounds like a middle-aged woman to me, but.
It's wrong to assume, but.
Anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Linda is so passionate about the history and knowledge. I loved her enthusiasm. The walk was very creepy, gave me the chills. My boyfriend decided to snap pics along the way as I walked and talked to Linda. So really, you and Linda went on a date, and your boyfriend was just there to take pictures.
Yeah, he's just an Instagram boyfriend. His job is solely to take pictures for their Instagram.
I can see that now. Anymore. No, I don't know. That was not even his Instagram. After our walk, we got back to the hotel and looked at our pictures to find that one of our shots had a shadowy figure which was definitely a person.
Yeah, Linda.
We were shocked. We've showed numerous people the picture, and they all say the same. We still get the chills from it, but it was an amazing experience, which sparked an interest in the paranormal for both of us. Definitely take the time to do this walk in Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Nigeria. That is not what that says. It says Niagara.
It's okay.
I just had to stop myself.
It's okay.
It's a part you probably have never seen. What an experience. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Yes, I just want to say thank you, Linda. You brought us some great reviews. We're booking a tour with you to see the falls.
Hopefully she still works there.
Ghost. Yeah, I don't know. He's written
down. Yeah, I mean, she could have retired.
Oh, no. Why do you think Linda's old?
I don't know.
Her name's Linda.
Once again, it's wrong of me to assume, but I did.
But did you picture Linda as like a grandma, kind of?
Yeah,
that's
like
totally what I saw.
Yeah.
Really cool grandma. She's super passionate about the ghost stories and the falls. And, oh, poor Linda's probably like 25 with like some great purple hair and not a grandma.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
We don't know. Hopefully we'll find out. We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we move on to our next location?
Oh, we have another place?
We do. We have two more locations.
Oh.
Our next one, we're going to South Africa.
Okay.
I know you haven't been there. Because you told me that.
Yeah.
I also haven't ever been there, but I know people from South Africa.
I'm just trying to plot our course in my head.
We didn't go in a very good order.
Well, no, I'm also thinking, like, we started in Rome. Then we went to Hawaii. Then we went to Niagara. Mm-hmm. Now back to South Africa.
Huh?
Where are we based out of?
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's true.
The Antarctic.
Okay. All right. South Africa. I'm sorry.
Makes sense to me. Wherever I want to be.
I spent this fictional life where this is where, this is the date nights where we're doing. Where we fly to other countries.
World where we're dating
Once we meet Linda in real life, it will become famous and we will be able to do whatever we want.
Right.
Where are we jet setting our significant others for Valentine's Day?
This is a good point. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm planning, like, in the head. Like, this is what we're going to be doing.
Well, yeah, I want to throw your money.
Yeah.
And dates.
Mostly the money thing.
Mostly the date thing.
Okay, for me, it's the money thing.
In order to take them somewhere.
No, you need the money. The date thing can come later. It's easy to find people who want to be with you when you're rich. I'm not saying they're good people.
But I'd rather have a person that wants me for me. Not for the money.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying, I want the money. I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying.
Anyway.
Money makes me a better person than you.
Whatever. South Africa.
At the Castle of Good Hope, too. So.
What happens at the Castle of Good Hope? Probably another murder tunnel.
Yeah, kind of. So we're at the Castle of Good Hope, and this title, Scary Place.
Okay.
5 out of 5 stars, though.
That's good.
I've heard it's a pretty cool place. So this place has that old creepy feeling, as if there are tons of spirits just roaming around the castle grounds.
Okay.
The passage going to the washrooms are the worst. I don't like that. Like, I need to pee, but it's really creepy in this hallway.
I was expecting that, but also thinking, like, it's like a gas station. Like, so the restroom is just completely destroyed because of the ghost being spooky and stuff in it. Like, they throw all the toilet paper all over the place. There's soap everywhere. There's mysterious just liquid on the ground that's just ectoplasm.
Weird. No, thank you.
Yeah.
It's now I've made it straight out of a horror movie. That's terrible.
Now I've made it worse.
Good place for Halloween. Yeah, the hallway to the bathroom. That's where I'm going to have my party.
Well, yeah.
But other than the creepy part, it's a pretty good place to learn about South African history and where it all began when the Dutch first came over. It's a good learning experience for all ages. I've also heard really cool things about this area. It's supposed to be really, like, fascinating, like, really cool, really neat history. Also, like, really creepy places to go and, like, some really haunted stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, that's my only review from South Africa, and I have one more for us, one more place.
All right.
We're going to finish off in Paris, France.
Oh, dang.
You know what we're going to do in Paris, France?
Bones. Oh.
I mean, what else would we do in Paris, France?
Well.
The catacombs.
Well, I was kind of hoping we weren't going to Paris since it's like stereotypically the most romantic city.
I know, but I've been there.
But this is also Rachel's way, so instead of it being like, you know, the usual bull of, let's go to the Eiffel Tower, let's walk on these pretty streets, let's go on a bridge.
Yeah, no, we're going underground.
We're going underground, okay.
Yeah, we're going through the catacombs.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for this? I have two reviews for you.
Sweet.
Okay, first, scary experience, but you need to be fit. 4 out of 5 stars.
Fit how?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. 4 out of 5 stars was pretty good. That's better than what the Roman place got.
Yeah, I know. This was March of 2020.
Oh, okay. So this was like right before everything popped off and we could stop. We had to, we weren't able to go to places.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. You're going to go visit dead people. Just think about, I mean, if you look back now, like they're like, oh man.
That was foretelling.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? Weird. Okay.
Anyway.
I decided to visit this at the last minute as I had some time before my train home.
Oh, okay. So it was like a, I've got a couple hours to kill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, whatever. Much better to book online in advance and skip the queue if you can.
Well, it's a last minute kind of thing. It makes sense that you didn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
The entrance is near Denver Rochereau Station.
Okay.
I probably said that wrong. Sorry. There was a 40-minute wait to get in, and this was in March. I don't know if that means it's cold, if it's the off-season, if it means, oh, this is such a short line. I don't really know.
I think it's an off-season thing.
Yeah, probably. The ticket desk had no change.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know. Bummer. So.
Thank you for the commentary.
So, what was I saying? The ticket just had no change. So, it was better to be ready to pay with a card.
Mm-hmm.
Or 19 euros to get in.
Or exact change.
And 5 euros to get an audio guide, which was quite useful. I like audio guides, though. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of hear it at your own pace, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes tour guides talk too fast.
Right. Or they
get interrupted. Or.
Yeah, and so they don't get through everything that they should have.
Right. Or they just get kind of quiet or whatever. Someone else asks a question, and they're like, I don't hear all that.
Yeah. I see you agree with us.
Mm-hmm. Beware that this visit is not for anyone with walking difficulties or heart or breathing problems.
Okay, that's the name by fit.
Yes. You go down 131 steps
mm-hmm.
to get into the catacombs.
Okay.
Which means at the end, you have to go up 131 steps.
Yep.
And this will tax your heart.
Yes, it will. Well, depending on how steep they are, sorry.
Yeah. The floor is very uneven in places, so you need to be steady on your feet and wear good footwear. That may be a problem for me.
Yeah.
Well, falling some dead people. Oops. It was cold and humid in the tunnels. That's a weird combination, by the way, if you think about it.
Like, it is, but I get it.
Cold but humid. But there was adequate headroom.
That's good.
So you don't like bonk your head on things. There are so many skulls and bones that the whole place is quite recalled. You went to the catacombs, my dude.
Did you not expect there to be bones?
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to tell them.
It is a long walk underground, but the tunnels are well lit. Mm-hmm. At the end, after you climbed the stairs, you were dumped out on a minor side road, not back at the main entrance. So, my point here is...
Yeah, it's not...
It's not a loop. But also, the 131 steps in... It doesn't necessarily have to be 131 steps out if you're not going back up the way you came.
Yeah.
I wonder if they actually counted the steps out, or they were probably told it's 131 steps down, and so they just assumed it has to be 131 to come back out.
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine, like, the step, like, isn't, like, this consistent throughout, because I'm sure there are multiple entry points throughout the city for the catacombs.
Correct. Also, like, yeah.
But I have to imagine they probably, even back then, they had regulations that said you need to have it a certain amount of depth. I don't know that.
But I don't know.
I could see.
I don't think it would be exact.
I could see it with dead people, though.
But maybe.
With dead people, you want to do that. Especially if, like, any of them died of, like, communicable diseases.
Whatever.
Anyway, sorry.
I had no clue where I was and had to use Google Maps to find my way back to the metro. And that's the end of their review.
Okay. Well, sounds fun. From that.
Yep. So I have one more for you.
Okay.
Also about the catacombs.
Right.
Terrible.
What?
Which point? Yep, that's the title. Terrible.
I can't wait to hear this.
1 out of 5 stars. And this is November of 2019, so just a couple months before.
Yeah.
So I like them because they were really close to the start of it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I hope so. I hope so.
And it's our last review, so.
Okay.
I hope you've all held on for this long.
And I hope you're ready for a roller coaster, apparently.
Oh, yes. It's so good. Even Floyd's going to lose it.
No, that's for different reasons, probably, but.
Probably, because I don't know what. Okay, into the review.
Yes.
I have been to many places before, and this was the worst one ever.
That's bold.
I've been to so many places.
I've been to all the places.
Not just catacombs, but like just places that are the worst.
Sorry, starting to feel like Donald Trump wrote this.
Maybe he did. I don't know. Was he in Paris in 2019 or whatever?
He could have been.
I don't know. First of all. I don't know if there's a second of all, but like, first of all, it was €14. Not sure what in dollars, but too much. Okay. For that price, I assumed it would be like the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland with some thrills and good effects, but no. Just saying.
What?
No. Oh. It was just stairs and walking. Okay. Yep. I do not like stairs, and there were many.
This feels like, yeah, Donald Trump wrote this.
There were many. Why not an escalator?
I mean, fair question, except for the fact that it's underground and ancient.
It was €14, and I expected good value, but no.
Okay.
Then, so there's no second, okay, it's just then.
Oh, maybe we're still on the first point.
You get too many tunnels.
Yeah.
There is some history for why there are tunnels, but I did not listen. I am only here for bones, not history. We're not here for history, Jeff. Person's wrong with me. Too many tunnel. That was a sentence. Too many tunnel. But they did use the appropriate two.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, Donald Trump did not write this then.
Again, why not add a moving walkway and some fun music? Why not?
Why not?
I do not understand why France is allowed to run this. Even I could do a much better job.
Do go on.
Finally, you get to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And the bones are good.
I would hope so.
Even though I've seen better ones.
Okay.
Where, though? No problems with the bones. Haha. Did I fool you?
Oh, wait. You were being sarcastic?
There were many problems. Because this is a terrible attraction.
I hate this person so much.
It's not an attraction. It's not like an amusement park.
No.
First, they say you cannot touch the bones, but I touched so many.
All the bones.
I touched them all. I touched all the bones. You cannot stop me from touching bones. This person sounds like a maniac.
This person sounds a little unhinged.
You cannot stop me. I also took many photos because I also took many bones. I also took many photos because I want to make memories even of this bad place.
Okay.
Now, there were so many bones. More than I nearly blah, 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 more than I see nearly ever.
Mm-hmm.
But they get very angry if you try to take a bone.
Yeah.
I thought €14 included a bone.
Why would you think that?
Otherwise, why would they have so many? That's why I thought that. That's so many.
Because it's a place where a bunch of dead people are.
I do not understand at all.
Okay. I don't understand you, but
I feel like this person goes to the graveyard and they're like, alright, so which one can I dig up?
Yeah, they probably do. Probably the local cemetery doing it right now.
Probably. Even at gift shop, they did not have any real bones.
Yeah.
What kind of gift shop doesn't sell bones? Real human bones. From a graveyard. You're literally walking through a graveyard. Do you not understand that?
This person.
There's more, though.
This is hurting my brain.
Needless to say, do not go there. Please support your local bones instead. Rather than this false advertising, poorly managed attraction.
Okay. By the way, 14 euros is like $15.
I know.
Oh, glad you knew that. I did not. Like, that's not that expensive.
No, it's not expensive. That's why, like, okay, you're clearly traveling. You're from the U.S. because you said so. You're clearly traveling overseas, and you're expecting it to be cheap.
This hurts my brain and my soul.
Also, like, you're literally walking through a graveyard, and you're the dog just sat on a cat, and that was funny. I'm sorry. You're walking through a graveyard, and you want the bones.
Yeah.
No. You just can't have them.
That's...
But I mean, like, that would not be me on a date. I would not be like, and you touch up.
I would hope not.
That's not why I'm single. I won't be stealing the bones from the catacombs. I put my foot down on that one.
Good.
I might trip on in the catacombs and land on a bone, but...
I could see that happening. I could see that happening to both of us.
Yes, but not on purpose.
Yeah, no, not on purpose.
Anyway, that was my, I almost said European adventure. That was my Valentine's adventure to articulate around the world.
Yeah, that was exciting and fun.
I think that was fun. Hopefully, you know, next time you're in Paris and you're visiting the catacombs, remember, don't touch the bones.
Yeah.
But there are so many.
There are so many. They're all the bones.
They're all the bones, and I've seen so many bones, but, like, don't touch them.
Exactly.
They won't sell them to you.
Nope.
It's not included in the price.
Nope.
Also, you have to walk.
A lot.
A lot. And I don't like stairs or walking.
All right.
But the bones.
Why not escalator?
I mean, we're moving walkway with music. Fun music.
Fun music, like the Haunted Mansion.
Exactly.
At Disney.
Yeah, because this is like Disney.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Yeah.
Well.
So, if you're not that kind of person.
That person's probably single.
I bet you they are. Oh my, if they're not, they're like.
Yeah, we have problems.
I know what's wrong with me if they're not. That's not rude, but, I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rude for all of it.
Well, before we get really losing the plot here, I guess we should do, we've done, this is our Valentine's Day, places to go with you and your loved one.
Yeah.
Or loved ones, we don't.
I don't care.
We don't kink shame here.
I don't even think it's a kink. I think it's just...
Well, I meant, like, I don't know. Polyamory.
Okay, I'm not ashamed, though, if, like, your thing is bones. Because it's creepy.
Okay. Well...
Because like, that kind of goes into necrophilia, and that's, like, a...
That's a... Yeah, that's weird.
That's a thing that I don't think is...
That's weird.
Yeah, that's just weird. Sorry.
Yeah. So, do we have anything else?
Visit us on our socials.
Hit us up on our socials. Share this with somebody that you like or hate. We don't really care.
No, share it with your Valentine.
Yeah.
Maybe this gave you some great ideas of what not to do.
Yeah. Or what to do.
I don't know.
Yeah. See Linda.
Yeah, go see Linda. And if you're single, Linda, hit Jeff up.
Thanks.
I doubt Linda's single. She sounds amazing.
Yeah. Linda's probably already taken.
By like 10 people because she's so amazing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm jealous, Linda. Like,
why can't I be this popular?
Let me join your family.
So, on that note, I've been Jeff.
And I've been Rachel.
This has been Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day and good night.
Good night, Grandma.